every great business leader I've ever met, in addition to being very smart, very driven, they have this, why not me? Screw it, I deserve it. Let's go. And if you don't have that, you can't achieve greatness.
J.P. Morgan has risen to power by consolidating broken industries and eliminating competition. And after Carnegie's deal with Rockefeller, he sees the potential to apply his model to the steel business.
Morgan had much more power than he had wealth, and he understood that he could have more influence over the economy than Rockefeller, than Carnegie, than just about anybody else. And he used this to pursue his vision of the American economy.
Morgan's years of deal-making have left him with a controlling interest in companies ranging from manufacturing to mining to railroads. One industry brings all those others together. Steel.